Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Keeping It Clean with your girl, Nikki Clean. How my viewers and subscribers doing? I pray to God you're in good health and a great state of mind. Listen, I want to talk to each and every one of you today about stop chasing things or people. I know what you're thinking. What does she mean by stop chasing things or people? A lot of times we're so caught up into going after people, going after things, that we neglect to see and enjoy the things that we have in front of us, the people that we have around us. And we continuously chase and chase and chase. We go to sleep thinking about it. We wake up thinking about it. We eat thinking about it or thinking about them. And then when you finally get that house, that car, that girl, that guy, whatever it may be, that job that you thought you wanted, that you chased so hard after, you realize that it's not all that it's cut out to be. You know, the old folks used to say the grass look green on the other side, meaning that you're so busy looking across the street that you don't realize that your own lawn is much more pretty than that. And that's what happened to a lot of people. Sometimes they're in an awesome relationship, but they're chasing after what they think is a good matching mate for them, that they didn't realize they had the perfect mate. When I say perfect, I mean for that individual person. No one is perfect, but there's always a perfect person for one individual person, for each and every one of us. And that's what I'm referring to. You know, when you look at the definition of chase, it means that something that's running away. Now, really think about it logically. Why do you want to go after something that's running away from you? Think about it. Why do you want to go after something that's running away from you? For some of you, you go and you chase this man. You always give him everything that he wants. You cook, you clean, you do everything. And once you get him, everything changes. You realize you got him, the chase is over. And then you get mad and say, it's unfair. Why is it unfair? You did the chasing. Now that you chased him long enough and he ran and he's tired, you caught him. And you're tired. And it's the same thing with a woman. You think that she's all this, all that. And then when you catch her, you realize it's not what it's made out to be. Then when you look back, you said, I spent all this time chasing this person and it's not even worth it. Now you're in hell. Live in hell. And that's the same thing with a job. You do everything to get this job, get this position, and now you can't sleep because what you did to get it is what you have to do to maintain it. So your life become again a living hell because you can't sleep because you're thinking about what you got to do to maintain the job tomorrow. Working overtime, you have no time to spend with your family. You don't have no time to breathe, to live. Why do you think a lot of people get heart attack at young age? Stress, strokes. If you check out the statistic, more and more young people are succumbing to strokes, to health failure, because they are forgetting how to live. They're busy chasing. We are not made to chase, to always run after things. We are made to live and enjoy this wonderful gift called life. I want you to stop. Take a good look at where you are and enjoy. I don't care where you are. Enjoy it, because each and every step episode in our life is for a learning season. If you busy chasing, you have not taken the time to realize why you are where you are and the reason why you're where you are. Make up your mind to stop chasing people and stop chasing things. You would realize that life become a lot less stressful, a lot more enjoyable. You will start looking younger, looking much more refreshed. And most of all, you will start aging better. Until next time, this is your girl, Nikki Clean. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Drop it in the comment. Bye-bye. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to Keeping It Clean with your girl, Nikki Clean. How my viewers and subscribers doing today? I pray to God you're in good health and a great state of mind. Listen, today I want to talk to each and every one of you about something that a lot of us don't even take into consideration. It's just the way of life for us. I want you to think about it. Don't even say, I don't do it. Just think about it before you answer it. And I want to say this to you. Stop chasing after people or things. Stop chasing after people or things. You know, when I think about, and I want you to think about this too, the definition of chasing. To chase something, that means it's running away from you. And for a lot of people, we chased after a mate. Chase after friends. Because you think, this is who I want as my friend. This is who I need in my circle. And these people, they're paying you no mind. They're actually ignoring you. They're running away from you. You call them, bam, they don't pick up your phone call. This man, this woman, oh, I think they would make a perfect mate. You constantly give them a call, you give them a number, you put yourself in a DM, no response. And you continuously over and over and over burning yourself out, forgetting to live life. You're already in the position, but you're chasing, not going after. Chasing, meaning you're running after this particular position. You drink, you eat, you sleep. Everything consists of this particular position. And you finally obtain this position. And you have to continue to chase. Because what you have done to get it, you have to do to maintain it. So now everything around you is neglected because you're busy on a full-fledged lifestyle of chasing. You're no longer living. Because you want to make sure that you're the best of this. And so you're constantly doing this, constantly doing that, just to maintain where you have chased to be. If something is for you, you don't have to chase it. You are gifted. We are all gifted in areas in our lives. And what we have to do is find that gift. Mean that thing that you do with ease and you're successful at it. You could be the maintenance man and you're the best maintenance man ever. That people start recognizing you. That you get promoted to the point that you have your own business, which become a multi-billionaire corporation. You could be an attorney and that's your gift. So you are the best attorney out there with ease. People start sorting you out from international status. You have work coming in from the east, the west, the north, and the south because you're gifted in that area. You're in a relationship. The person that you're with, you guys are getting along great. But because you see the grass on the other side that looks greener, you start chasing that grass. And in the midst of chasing it, that person is tired. They're worn out that you're chasing. So they give in and you finally get them. And then you realize what you were chasing is not what you wanted. It's what you had that you were perfectly in sync or perfectly yoked with. But because you were so busy chasing, you neglect to enjoy what you had or where you were. And it's the same for houses. Chasing to get a particular house, getting a particular neighborhood, chasing to get in a particular car. When I say chasing, you eat, you drink, you sleep. Everything you do consists of this. It's not done with ease. You're stressed in the midst of doing it. And when you finally obtain it, you cannot maintain it. Because you have to constantly chase the dollar to pay the mortgage, chase the dollar to pay the car payment. So you live in a life of dis-ease because you're busy chasing. And guess what that does to you? that causes health issue, stroke. I knew a young lady that purchased a home, young lady in her 30s. She caught a stroke. She was busy chasing to get in a particular neighborhood. When she got there, she couldn't rest because she had to keep the race going within herself, that is, to get the mortgage paid, to get all the dues paid. So what I'm saying to you is stop chasing things. Stop chasing people. Learn to love life and enjoy life and find that gift that you have. And you will find that you will just soar through life. Life has bumps, but it's not life everyday bumps. It's bumps that will come and it will go, but it's not consistent. And I want you to really think about this message. What is it that you're chasing that's not allowing you to live? Just something for you to think about. Until next time. It's robbing your peace. It's robbing your sleep. It's making you anxious. Stop chasing things. Stop chasing people. Until next time, this is your girl, Nikki Clean, keeping it clean. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Let me know what you think. Bye-bye. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to Keeping It Clean with your girl, Nikki Clean. How my viewers and subscribers doing today? I pray to God you're in good health and a great state of mind. Listen, today I want to talk to each and every one of you about something that a lot of us don't even take into consideration. It's just the way of life for us. I want you to think about it. Don't even say, I don't do it. Just think about it before you answer it. And I want to say this to you. Stop chasing after people or things. Stop chasing after people or things. You know, when I think about, and I want you to think about this too, the definition of chasing. To chase something, that means it's running away from you. And for a lot of people, we chased after a mate. Chase after friends, because you think, this is who I want as my friend. This is who I need in my circle. And these people, they're paying you no mind. They're actually ignoring you. They're running away from you. You call them, bam, they don't pick up your phone call. This man, this woman, oh, I think they would make a perfect mate. You constantly give them a call, you give them a number, you put yourself in a DM, no response. And you continuously over and over and over burning yourself out. Forgetting to live life. You're already in the position. But you're chasing. Not going after. Chasing. Meaning you're running after this particular position. You drink. You eat. You sleep. Everything consists of this particular position. And you finally obtain this position. And you have to continue to chase. Because what you have done to get it, you have to do to maintain it. So now, everything around you is neglected because you're busy on a full-fledged lifestyle of chasing. You're no longer living. Because you want to make sure that you're the best of this. And so you're constantly doing this, constantly doing that, just to maintain where you have chased to be. If something is for you, you don't have to chase it. You are gifted. We are all gifted in areas in our lives. And what we have to do is find that gift. Mean that thing that you do with ease and you're successful at it. You could be the maintenance man and you're the best maintenance man ever. That people start recognizing you. That you get promoted to the point that you have your own business. Which become a multi-billionaire corporation. You could be an attorney, and that's your gift. So you are the best attorney out there with ease. People start sorting you out from international status. You have work coming in from the east, the west, the north, and the south because you're gifted in that area. You're in a relationship. The person that you're with,
you guys are getting along great. But because you see the grass on the other side that looks greener, you start chasing that grass. And in the midst of chasing it, that person is tired. They're worn out that you're chasing. So they give in and you finally get them. And then you realize what you were chasing is not what you wanted. It's what you had that you were perfectly in sync or perfectly yoked with. But because you were so busy chasing, you neglect to enjoy what you had or where you were. And it's the same for houses. Chasing to get a particular house, getting a particular neighborhood, chasing to get in a particular car. When I say chasing, you eat, you drink, you sleep. Everything you do consists of this. It's not done with ease. You're stressed in the midst of doing it. And when you finally obtain it, you cannot maintain it. Because you have to constantly chase the dollar to pay the mortgage. Chase the dollar to pay the car payment. So you live in a life of dis-ease because you're busy chasing. And guess what that does to you? That causes health issue. Stroke. I knew a young lady that purchased a home. Young lady in her 30s. She caught a stroke. She was busy chasing to get in a particular neighborhood. When she got there, she couldn't rest because she had to keep the race going. Within herself, that is. To get the mortgage paid. To get all the dues paid. So what I'm saying to you is, stop chasing things. Stop chasing people. Learn to love life and enjoy life. And find that gift that you have, and you will find out you will just soar through life. Life has bumps, but it's not life everyday bumps. It's bumps that will come and it will go, but it's not consistent. And I want you to really think about this message. What is it that you're chasing that's not allowing you to live? Just something for you to think about. Until next time. It's robbing your peace. It's robbing your sleep. It's making you anxious. Stop chasing things. Stop chasing people. Until next time, this is your girl, Nikki Clean, keeping it clean. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Let me know what you think. Bye-bye.